Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. I'm just kidding. Welcome back to Spooky Pasta Sauce, the pop culture and gaming podcast exploring mild, hot, and spicy chills and thrills.
We're so excited to welcome everyone back for our second season, just in time for spooky season. And to kick off the new season, we're going to be chatting about one of Cleo's favorite obsessions that she has reluctantly pulled me into again.
Again? But that's right. We're doing Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yay!
Finally! Yay! But before we go too far down the lore rabbit hole, should we get some other housekeeping out of the way?
Yeah, great idea. Our first announcement is that we will be transitioning to seasons. This way, you guys get more regular episodes, and then we get some time to prepare for the following season. Speaking of changes, you made a couple yourself, right, Cleo?
Yes, I rebranded a little bit across social media, but it's really just a name change. So you can now follow me at CozyXCleo on Instagram, Twitter, all those things.
Cute. I like that. I like that name. I'm excited for shakeup. And you can still find me at MomoQuest on the same channels, Instagram, Twitch. And also, be sure to follow the podcast over on Twitter, aka X, at Spooky Pasta Pod.
And now, you can also follow us on Instagram at Spooky Pasta Sauce. We will be using it for any photos we might want to share to accompany future episodes, or maybe some fun behind-the-scenes content. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. But I think that covers it as far as announcements go.
This episode will be a little more on the spooky, curious side because we will be discussing the upcoming FNAF movie.
And spoiler free.
That's right. There is a film adaptation of Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't know who's asking for it, but it's coming.
Me. I asked for it. I definitely asked for this. And I feel like I cannot be the only one. There's no way. But the official release date is October 27th. And the movie will be available in theaters and available to stream on Peacock the same day. I am especially excited because I have somehow managed to convince Momo to watch this one with me. So that is another new and exciting thing for you all to look forward to this season. After the release, we will have another episode just to decompress and process all of our thoughts and feelings.
You know, or have a good cry about it. We're being honest. In order to keep the spotlight on the movie, we aren't going to focus too much on the game this week's episode. We'll save that for later. But for those of you lucky individuals who are in the dark when it comes to Five Nights at Freddy's, Cleo, would you care to shed a little light for us?
Absolutely. Five Nights at Freddy's, or FNAF, as it is affectionately known, started as an indie horror game released in 2014. The point-and-click survival horror quickly rose to popularity and began to accumulate a very intense fandom. I think that's the word for it.
Yeah, yep.
But it's not just one game, though. It's an entire series of games and spin-offs and fan games and multiple books, series of books. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Okay. But you said Fazbear Pizza. So like, where does the pizza come in?
Most of the games take place inside of a Freddy Fazbear's Pizza franchise location. Mm-hmm. Very similar to an IRL Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, God.
Complete with singing animatronics and everything. Oh. You play as the newly hired nighttime security guard, tasked with keeping an eye on these creepy robots and surviving 1 week, or 5 nights, on the job. Seems easy enough, right? Wrong. Absolutely wrong. You play the entire game, stuck in the security office, frantically flipping through the cameras and praying that there is no one standing outside your door.
Yep. The animatronics are hunting you down, and your only defenses are a flashlight and the security office doors. You also have a very limited supply of power each night that you must carefully preserve. The concepts may be simple, but these games are genuine nightmare fuel. They've genuinely given me nightmares, so.
I'm so sorry. Oh. Now that we have a brief understanding, let's talk about the movie. Yeah. What else do we know so far?
Yes, let's move on to something else. The studio behind the film is Blumhouse, who have also produced other horror films, including Megan, The Black Phone, and The Invisible Man. It is directed by Emma Tammy and written by Scott Cawthon, the creator of the games, Emma Tammy and Seth Cuddleback. The cast includes Josh Hutcherson from The Hunger Games, Matthew Lillard from Scooby-Doo and Scream, Elizabeth Lail, Kate Connor Sterling, Piper Rubio, and Mary Stuart Masterson, who is in Fried Green Tomatoes and also 5 episodes of Law & Order SVU.
Oh my God, I love Law & Order SVU.
I'm excited to see them reprise a new role.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. According to the official FNAF movie website, the film follows Mike, played by Josh Hutcherson, a troubled young man caring for his 10-year-old sister Abby, and haunted by the unsolved disappearance of his young brother more than a decade before. Mike agrees to take a position as a night security guard at an abandoned Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria. No. But Mike soon discovers that nothing at Freddy's is what it seems. With the aid of Vanessa, a local police officer, Mike's nights at Freddy's will lead him into unexplainable encounters with the supernatural and drag him into the black heart of an unspeakable nightmare.
Oh my God. Jeez, Cleo. What have you got? I mean, I don't like scary movies. This sounds so scary.
But so exciting. You'll be fine. We already watched the teaser, both of the official trailers, and the 4 shorter TV spots. Like you'll be okay.
Okay.
Shall we discuss?
Yeah.
I liked all the trailers. I'm really excited. I think that they were okay. They're kind of repetitive mm-hmm. for
yeah.
how many of them there are, mm-hmm. but that is exciting to me because that means that they're not like revealing way mm-hmm. too much before mm-hmm. the actual movie comes out.
Yeah, I hate when you watch a trailer and it's like the whole movie and all the best parts. So when you actually watch the movie, you're just like, should
you feel like you saw the whole
trailer.
Thing in the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Hate it.
Yeah. So I wasn't getting those vibes. I think there's definitely going to be more to see in the movie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Definitely agree, which is very exciting because it's got a runtime of, I think, 1 hour and 49 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
But at like 1:45 is when the credits start to roll.
So I have 1 hour 45 to be on edge waiting for a jump scare.
We haven't really seen
too many jump scares. Yep. So I'm very interested to see what the jump scares would be like. I don't know if interested is the right word.
But... I think it is. I think that's appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. There's lots of shots of Abby and Mike at the abandoned pizzeria. Definitely spooky vibes there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
but also lots of fun 80s vibes from some old training videos.
I did like that touch, you know. Oh, it's always fun to have a little throwback.
Absolutely. And that's definitely something they do in Five Nights at Freddy's in the games is reuse old training tapes. So it seemed very appropriate to me.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But honestly, there's way too many scenes of Abby, the little girl, alone and way too close to these animatronics. Yep. And then I saw on Twitter today, somebody posted two screenshots next to each other. Mm-hmm. And one was like her and Mike showing up to the pizzeria.
Okay.
And the other one was like her with Bonnie standing behind her. And she's wearing the same outfit. And so someone on Twitter was like, oh my God, this is on the first night at the pizzeria. So like they start acting up the very first night that Mike and his little sister show up. But
do you think they'll do five? Well, they must. It's called Five Nights. I don't know. For some reason I assumed it was like all the series would take over one day, but it probably is five nights in the movie.
I kind of hope it is just five nights.
Why would he bring his sister back?
Why? That's what I've been asking this whole time. Like, why would you bring a child? Also, go sleep on the floor. We're just going to be here from midnight to 6 a.m. Like, I'm sorry I woke you up in the middle of the night to drag you to an old pizzeria, but just sleep on the floor, and then I'll wake you up at 6 a.m. and we're going to go.
Gosh.
Sounds horrible, with or without the scary animatronics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm with you on
child,
that.
This poor child. But the trailers also revealed a few more elements that are very similar to elements in the games, such as hiding some Easter eggs.
Ooh.
Like in at least one of the trailers, I think it's in two of them, the like two longer trailers, not the teaser, but the other two.
Yeah.
You can see a bunch of employee of the month photos on the wall in the office or like in the hall outside the office. Yeah. And all of the half of the photos of the employees of the month are famous Five Nights at Freddy's YouTubers.
That's a very cute touch to like reach back to the community. I like that.
I thought it was cool, especially since I think that is a huge part of why these games are so insanely popular. Because you don't even have to be able to like survive. You can watch someone else try and do it.
Yep.
And there's a lot of them that are really good at it. Like Markiplier.
Yes.
And then it's kind of funny and you also don't feel as scared.
I can attest to that, having played like Security Breach and then going back and kind of watching all the other games. Security Breach is definitely scary when you're playing and you hear and you're moving. I don't know how to explain that. Like, it's very different when
sounds.
You play a game versus watching a game, but it is nice to be able to watch so now like you have like a better idea of what the game actually is.
And then you can see all of these like insanely crazy endings or like stuff,
never be able
stuff
to do.
That has a really rare chance of happening or.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Trying to play on the highest 20-20-20 mode.
Never.
Nope.
No.
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 No, thank you. We learn a little bit from the trailers, not a whole lot, but we learn that just like in the lore for the games, multiple children went missing in the 80s, but their bodies were never found. I think that makes it worse.
Yeah.
And I'm a true crime person.
Mm-hmm.
But
you are?
I don't know. There's a little bit more closure. When you have a body, I guess. It's just more unsettling that they know these kids went missing and they were never found.
Nope.
And I am very unsure about this police officer character,
okay.
Vanessa, because you already mentioned security breach. Like, is she going to be a tie to that?
Somehow.
I don't know. It seems kind of like a stretch, except that honestly, this timeline is such a mess. And like we said earlier, they reused the old training tapes. So like even some of the clues about like what time it is, like what time of what year maybe. How do you know? Because these are all old tapes. Like when are they really playing them to you? And how long are these gaps between like Help Wanted, the VR game and all of that? I think the lore gets a little bit crazy once you move on to VR and security breach. So I'm also very excited to see that the movie is going to be based on the Fab Four, the main crew from the very first game, Freddy, the bear. We've got Chica, the chicken. With her little cupcake, even who gets us gets a I don't know. Do you call it a kill? Is that appropriate? The cupcake gets somebody in the trailers. We see that. So I liked that. I like that the cupcakes got
got she a likes part the killer cupcake.
Yeah, good for the cupcake. Bonnie the bunny. And
Nightmare Fuel, that's who Bonnie is.
And Foxy, the pirate fox. Also, I think Foxy is going to be pretty important in the movie because especially in those later TV spots, there's a ton of like close-up shots featuring Foxy's pirate hook specifically. So I don't know, that seems ominous. Oh, but back to Vanessa. She kind of hints at the lore too, like in the games, telling Mike Mike that the animatronics want to make his little sister like them.
Yeah, they did have that in the voiceover.
I was like, I don't like that. Also, I don't know. This all of this lore is just so confusing. I'm like, wait. But why? Why? Yep. Why are they going after the children? Isn't it supposed to be Purple Guy going after the kids?
Yeah, that's also a character we have not seen too much in like these trailers. So that'll be interesting.
And I am so curious because Matthew Lillard, I was always under the impression that he is playing William Afton. But then you see the nameplate for, like, what's his name? Like, Stuart Ragland or something weird like that? Like, definitely not William Afton. So, I don't know. I have questions.
We always have questions, yeah. I think my biggest question is, like, where in this very sticky timeline does this movie, does it fit into the same FNAF universe? It must, because it has the same characters, you know, the same animatronics.
I think so. If I had to like make a wild guess, I would say that it's probably, obviously, all the pizzerias have been shut down for a while, the franchises.
Yeah.
So, looks
pretty abandoned.
I would kind of assume that it might be in the lull between like when they close down and when things ramp back up again with like Help Wanted and everything. And how they said in the description that Mike has a younger brother who died 10 years ago. Like, was he one of the original child victims? And now it's 10 years later and the pizzerias have been shut down for a while to the point that they're abandoned. And now Mike's going back.
It is an unsolved disappearance of his younger brother. So maybe, maybe there's a connection there.
Did they find a body? I think that's the question that you just always have to ask in this universe. But did you find the bodies?
We need the receipts, please.
It also kind of looks like somebody maybe broke into the pizzeria while it was abandoned.
Oh, right. Yes. We saw that in one of the trailers. It, like, yeah. Opens up with people like...
My theory is that they break in and it yeah. obviously goes wrong.
Yeah, they get got.
Yeah. And then, see, this maybe aligns with my theory. And then maybe the people who still own Five mm-hmm. Nights at Freddy's, but like, obviously they're not yeah. in business. Maybe they decide like, oh... We're in the midst of our rebrand, trying to tell everybody that all these murders were just rumors. We should get a security guard.
Yeah,
because we're not done with the animatronics. We still have plans for those, yeah. which is why we left them abandoned in the first place. We also get to see a lot of Springtrap. So obviously William Afton is in the movie. Mm-hmm. Are they gonna reveal it? Are they gonna make the connection? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Springtrap is the rabbit.
The yellow rabbit.
Okay.
Yes. The extra scary one.
Yeah. Maybe it's Springtrap that's the nightmare fuel, and I'm getting confused with Bonnie.
I think
probably both of them.
Yeah.
Probably both of them.
I mean, okay. The one that really gets me is in FNAF 1 in VR mm-hmm. when Bonnie, regular normal blue Bonnie, is like walking down the hallway approaching your security office. But please explain to me why you can stick your head out of the security office in VR and, like, watch him walking down the hallway towards you. Why is that an option?
You gotta get a sneak peek.
No, I don't know who was asking for that. Yep. Those are the people we need to take our questions to.
Those are the ones to be concerned about. Okay,
yeah,
I hear you.
Those are the problems. Oh, no. Oh. And in the timeline, okay, so some confirmed events from the games are, like, the Bite of 87. And we get a really good teaser of this in one of the trailers. There okay. is a ghost child luring a woman to the animatronic of Freddy.
Yes. So creepy.
And the woman, like... stands on a chair to get a closer look and like looks inside its mouth. And so I, as a FNAF fan, was all like, oh man, she's gonna get bit. She's gonna get her head bit. But then even worse, like child's arm shoots out of the mouth.
Nope. That is a nope for me. There's something about like ghost children that is particularly creepy to me.
Oh, I think regular children are freaky, not even just ghost children.
You can just stop the children.
Yeah, I was already scared.
Okay. I will agree with that too, but I'm just like, you see a ghost child, go to this animatronic, like, why would you get on a step stool and like peeky inside? No. You're like, mm-mm. No,
I would be no.
I guess it's
why would
poor
you?
Poor movie logic, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It was a good. It really got me the first time. Like, it was a really good teaser. I was like, oh no, she's gonna get bit. Oh wait, it's worse. But the movie, it looks like it's going to be very, very true to the games. There's a lot of elements that are quite spot on, just from mm-hmm. tiny details in the security office and things like that. And Scott Cawthon is involved with the movie. He's also credited mm-hmm. as one of the writers. So that is another thing I love to see.
Very promising.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
One of the new TV spots also had a really awful noise in it. And all I could think about was the noise in the games when somebody is about to crawl around in the beds. Exactly. No. I was like, whoa, what is that noise? I don't like it.
Oh.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very loud and like lasted the whole teaser.
I'm going to be honest, Momo. I think you're going to be lucky that we can watch this on streaming, because I feel like if you were in the movie theater,
no,
it would be so overwhelming.
Oh my God. On the big screen, surround sound, around people. I mean, just the people itself is overwhelming. But
that was half of my review of Oppenheimer, was that there was so many sounds. There were so many sounds in that movie.
Oh my God.
So honestly, maybe it's a good thing that we're not going
to
go. Because
I'm going to be sitting here with my headphones on. I'm about to put this on speaker. I don't think I can listen to it. Be able to hear everything, right? Because aren't sounds like important to the game? So I figured probably the
sounds
movie
are very
too.
Important in all the games. I'm hoping they're important. Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
I'm crying already.
It's gonna be all right.
Okay. As a true fan, Cleo, what are your predictions or expectations for this movie?
Well, I think we covered my predictions. I generally try not to go into movies with too many expectations. I feel like that's just an easy way to set yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I have definitely, like, I've watched movies out of context before, like not knowing stuff about it. And afterwards, I feel like it was a way more enjoyable experience because I didn't have like a whole ton of expectations or like spoilers or any of that.
I totally agree with that. I watched the D&D movie recently and I've never played, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I don't know what the general consensus was, but I liked it.
Nice. Yeah, so I, as a fan, like, I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff I've seen in the trailers already that, like, does make me very hopeful that it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, to be honest, I am probably going to like it anyways, just because I like Five Nights at Freddy's so much.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think my spooky curiousness is like, oh, you would like this, but oh, it's just so scary, you know, in the games. It's just
so scary.
So, yeah.
And honestly, even going back to the first ones, playing myself, like, it's so scary. I was playing with some friends one night, and we were in the living room playing on the TV. And, you know, because you can play on consoles now. But we were playing the original game on the TV, and I don't even think we had the lights off. And I was screaming every time we got a jump scare. You're never prepared, even if you've seen it coming 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say this is probably one of the games where, like, when I've played other, like, horror survival, I tend to get a little, like, desensitized to some of the jump scares and noises. But yeah, I don't know if it's because the timing, like the situation. Every time I'm just like, oh my God. Even if I see it coming. Because sometimes they give you that warning.
It's pretty, I don't know, like there is that element of like randomness to it. Mm-hmm. Like you even if you learn to predict their behaviors or like what their general behaviors are, there's still other stuff that can happen to you.
Yeah.
So I feel like that just builds on your sense of paranoia.
Yeah. And there's so much you have to do at once. So this is like, if you like multitasking and like work is a nightmare, this is like perfect for you.
Perfect for you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this week and helping us to kick off the new season.
Special thanks to our loyal patrons, Spoopy, Astro, Evie Ivy, MB, Mel, Jess, and Renee. We truly appreciate your support. If you would like to support the podcast and join our creepy crew, visit us at patreon.com/spookypastasauce.
Catch you on the flip side.